morning. This is New Hampshire Today. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the show brought to you by Manchester Boston Regional Airport for flight times. And more information, check out flymanchester.com in this segment of the program presented by the New England Cancer Specialists. Honored to have with us right now Dr. Devon Evans, medical oncologist and hematologist at the New Hampshire Cancer Specialists and an affiliate physician with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And this segment today is going to focus on cancer and colon cancer in the hopes of providing some information for folks to get in and to have to take part in early detection so that the colon cancer can be found early. Good morning, Dr. Evans.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Appreciate joining us for the show. So a lot of folks think that they know what colon cancer and colorectal cancer is all about, but could you explain it to us in some detail?
Of course. So colorectal cancer, of course, is cancer originating in the colon and the rectum. That's the large intestine. It's a cancer that unfortunately can affect us at almost any age. In my personal practice, I've seen patients in their teens up to in their 90s. So everyone is at some degree of risk for developing this cancer. It's certainly true that as we get older, as with many cancers, the risk increases. But one of the notable trends we've seen in colorectal cancer specifically is it's occurring in younger and younger patients. Certainly in our 40s and now down into our 30s is becoming somewhat more routine, unfortunately, in our practice.
So what should folks do in that regard? Obviously, we've heard about regular screenings, not something that a lot of folks are looking forward to. But a lot of times around the 40th birthday, you kind of go in for the first time, 50th birthday around for the first time. What should folks be on the lookout for, and when should they have their first colon screening?
Yeah, two comments in this regard, Chris. One, the average patient, in the absence of any symptoms, should think about screening for colorectal cancer in their at age 45. That's a new recommendation over the last couple of years. No one likes to think about having a colonoscopy, of course, but certainly if you ask any patient who has had colon cancer, they will all tell you, go ahead and do it. It's not a big deal, and it's certainly worse than the alternative. It's also important to note that if you are having symptoms at any age, go ahead and alert your doctor. Those symptoms can include change in bowel habits, certainly seeing blood in your stool, abdominal pain, weight loss, and even something as simple as fatigue. So if you develop these symptoms and they're unexplained, please do see your doctor. You may be a candidate for a colonoscopy even earlier than the age of 45.
You mentioned earlier that with cancer, the risk grows as individuals get older. Is that just based upon the fact that the cancer has had a longer amount of time to kind of manifest itself within an individual, or does the risk increase because of age specifically?
Because of age-related changes in our body, for the most part, Chris. Although you allude to a very important point, early detection of colorectal cancer and prompt treatment is certainly key for this diagnosis. The earlier we find it, the better chance we have of curing it. And that speaks to, if you're having symptoms, get checked out early before it becomes a bigger problem.
That is Dr. Devon Evans joining us here on the HRCU Better Not Bigger Banking guest line, medical oncologist and hematologist at New England Cancer Specialist. So if it is caught early, what does treatment look like?
So if it's caught early enough, then treatment can be as simple as having a surgery to remove it without any other treatment required. If it's caught at a later stage, surgery is often paired with treatments such as chemotherapy. Now, what we've seen over the last several years is a much more individualized approach to cancers overall, and that's particularly true for colorectal cancer. We're now seeing treatments like immunotherapy being incorporated into the treatment of colorectal cancer patients, and certainly targeted therapy. So it's also important to seek care in a center with an expertise in treating colorectal cancer and seeking treatment in a center that can expedite your treatment. As I said, the earlier you get started on treatment, the better your outcome is likely to be.
So when individuals receive the cancer diagnosis, and I'm going to give some real talk here, having an experience in this, the first thing they think about is that there's a good chance they may die. The second thing they think about is that the treatment is going to be, horrific and life-changing for them. So going into the conversation, you obviously know that, and you mentioned there have been changes and advancements because a lot of times folks' experiences with cancer may have been, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago with a parent, sibling, whatever the case may be. So how do you approach that conversation knowing that those are the thoughts that the individual is having?
Yeah, it's a very important time, that first meeting with an oncologist, and I would use that to point out that as a patient, you have a choice of which oncologist and which oncology practice you go to, and it's important to find the right fit. Obviously, this is a life-threatening cancer at times, and obviously the treatments can be associated with a lot of side effects. So again, you want someone with expertise in colorectal cancer to create a treatment plan that both increases the chance of cure eventually, as well as decreasing the toxicities. But yeah, Chris, these are tough conversations. And it's really an individualized area of medicine where there's no 100% right answer for any one patient. It really needs to be individualized, both the treatment plan and the approach for every particular patient.
When it comes to family histories and colorectal cancer, which is obviously your area of expertise, does that play here if an individual's mother or grandmother or sibling has had immediate family member has had colon cancer? Does that increase their risk?
It absolutely can, yes. And we've gotten much better over the last few years at identifying high risk genetic syndromes that may confer an increased risk of colorectal cancer, to the extent that at New England Cancer Specialists, we've opened a high-risk genetics program specifically to address these issues. But certainly if you have a strong family history of colorectal cancer, alert your primary care provider. You may be a candidate for earlier screening.
And the final thing I want to ask you about is just your final thoughts on this. And you mentioned earlier, obviously, if individuals are experiencing certain symptoms, that changes in bowel habits, weight loss, blood and stool, all those things should lead to you having a conversation, with your doctor. Anything else you wanted to add in that regard?
I spend most of my time, Chris, dealing with people who have had a diagnosis of colorectal cancer, but it remains true even today. The best approach is prevention and early detection. So prevention can entail living a physically active lifestyle, paying attention to what you eat. It's clear that an increased amount of red meat in a diet can increase the risk of colorectal cancer. Moderate alcohol use can increase the risk of colorectal cancer. So focus on a healthy lifestyle and focus on getting screened if it's age appropriate or if you're having symptoms.
Appreciate your time and look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Chris.
That is Dr. Devon Evans, medical oncologist and hematologist at New England Cancer Specialists, an affiliate physician with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, joining us on the HRCU Better, Not Bigger Banking Guest Line. That segment presented by New England Cancer Specialists. Up next, we check in with Chuck Zada from the Financial Exchange with an in-depth conversation on finance. This is New Hampshire Today.